The Gift of the Nile. There was a river. It was the gift of the Nile. It brought to the people everything they desired. It watered their crops and washed their feet, quenched their thirst and carried their fleet. The people wondered why they were so blessed to have a God that was the best. To let them prosper, grow, and have fun, it must be none other than the glorious sun. This warm-giving sun that let them fatten, they gave him a name, they called him Aten. To Aten they turned for grace and advice. They would do so forever, just as long as he burned. Every year the river would overflow, bringing water for crops so they could sow. Papyrus, barley, and wheat, plenty of food for them to eat. Prepare for the floods is what they needed. They turned to one man, whom they heeded. He said, "The gods say we must fulfill our fate. We must organize to irrigate." For this man they built a great palace. He was the son of the sun and understood the balance of nature and people and why things grow. He was their king. He was Pharaoh. The people love life. They ate good bread. They wonder what happens when they're dead. The Pharaoh and priests undertook the task to prepare for the afterlife. They built big triangular granite tombs without windows or even lids. They called these structures pyramids. "Put my body in that booth. I'm headed for the Hall of Truth. Wrap me tight like a mummy. I'm going to a land that's sunny. I say goodbye and I have one wish, that soon I meet Osiris."